Kodiak Island residents have been reporting a large number of common murres washing up on local beaches. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche spoke to Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge bird biologist Robin Corcoran about the bird die-offs.
Corcoran says the refuge first started getting reports in April and May of a handful of murre die-offs.
They were showing up in places where people don't normally see them. These are birds that are usually pretty far offshore. So we were getting all these reports of them being seen close to shore foraging, trying to find forage fish to feed on in the near shore, which was unusual. And then we were getting an occasional report of a dead bird. But starting in late August, we started to see more and more dead birds.
She says it's unclear what could have caused the deaths, but it could be related to the bird's inability to catch forage fish. Corcoran says 2012 was also the last year they saw a major bird die-off, that time of both murres and grebes in January through March. They collected carcasses and sent them to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, where they ruled that starvation was the cause of death.
The birds that we've sent this year, they've just been able to do a preliminary analysis, but it does look like the birds are emaciated, which means they don't have any fat on their bodies and they don't have any food in their digestive systems, which indicates that they starved. They're going to run additional tests. The final analysis isn't in, but right now it does look like it's related to the forage fish situation.
Corcoran says the refuge's survey data has also indicated that several other bird species numbers have declined, like the pigeon guillemot and the marbled murrelet. And she says she's read about the die-off reaching Homer as well as along the Alaskan Peninsula and into the Aleutians. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.